الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. وقال تعالى: ولذكر الله أكبر. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. One very, very important aspect in our lives generally for Muslims is the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. And a person wants to make his islah, dhikr is of paramount importance. And then to be regular with our dhikr and to do it correctly also. This is of very, very great importance, very fundamental part of our islah. As far as all of us as Muslims are concerned, we are all also have to make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. And there are certain azkar which are prescribed, which generally the ummah observes also. Like for example, after Fajr, after Asr, 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. This is also very great, the dhikr. And if the Muslim, if we observe that also, there are great, great benefits in that. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali had explained that Subhanallah, when we say Subhanallah, O Allah, you are pure. Allah is pure, whether we say it or we don't say it, even if nobody says it. Allah is pure. And by our saying Na'uzubillah, Na'uzubillah, nobody can even have that in the remotest portion of his mind that he is purifying Allah. He is expressing and saying that Allah is pure. And it is mentioned in the hadith that when a banda says, Allah is pure, Subhanallah, Allah says, I am pure, whether you say it or not. But by you saying it, I will purify you now. So for everyone, this is a great, great thing, that our purity and the mashayikh who made the islah of the murideen only with Subhanallah. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali prescribes generally for ladies, the wazifa he prescribes is 300 times Subhanallah a day for women folk. That is a very easy and a very light. And for women folk, according to their temperament, Hazrat prescribes 300 times Subhanallah. So by saying Subhanallah, we are saying, Allah, you are pure. Allah says, I am pure. But you have said it, I will purify you. When we say Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah Ta'ala. There is no other way. No praise belongs to anyone besides Allah Ta'ala. Even if somebody praises somebody, that is also because of Allah giving whatever qualities, etc. Otherwise, praise is only for Allah Ta'ala, and it is only from Allah Ta'ala. So, when we say Alhamdulillah, Allah says, you said, all praises are for me, praise is only for me. But you having said it, now I will create qualities of praise in you. So now, qualities of praise comes into a person. Allah makes it such. By Subhanallah, he is purified and cleansed. By Alhamdulillah, qualities of praise come into a person. That means good qualities. People praise good qualities, whatever a person, whatever good qualities there can be, those are the things which people praise. So in other words, good qualities will come into a person. And so good qualities, not only that they will be in a person, but Allah will make it come out and known also. And then people will praise that person also accordingly. And when we say Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. Also, whether we say it or not, there is no greatness for anyone besides Allah Ta'ala. And whom Allah Ta'ala gives respect and honor, but greatness is only for Allah Ta'ala. And when a person says this, then Allah Ta'ala will give a person also respect and honor. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that sometimes, due to lack of understanding or whatever reason, we feel that I don't want respect. I don't want respect. So Hazrat asked, then what do you want? Disgrace. The opposite of respect is disgrace. So if you don't want respect, then what you want? People to look down upon you, humiliate you, disgrace you. And this respect also is really not for oneself. It is also for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Like for example, to understand it is very easily, if there is no respect for the father in the house, then we can realize what chaos there will be in the house. So unless there is respect for the father, and not for himself, but for the control of the house, and for us as Muslims, for deen, the deen comes alive. Similarly, if there is no respect for the husband, no respect for the wife, we just abuse one another, what will happen in that home? In a classroom, if there is no respect for the ustad, and the students just behave as they want to, what will happen there? If there is no respect for the law of the road, for example, a person, he overtakes on solid lines, he overtakes on blind curves, he doesn't stop at the red light, he stops at the green light, he doesn't follow it. We can imagine what? And you respect the laws of the road, hopefully there will be peace on the road, things will go well. So this respect is very important. So when we will say, Allahu Akbar, all respect is for Allah, Allah will create that in us. And then things will go right. There will be respect for you as a father, as a mother, husband, wife, as a ustad, as an imam. If the imam, people don't respect him. Everyone comes and makes the jamaat namazes when they want to, not on the fixed time that is fixed. Or they put anything on the masjid board as they want to. Anyone does in the masjid as he wants to. Then we can also understand what chaos there will be. So this is this simple, what we will perhaps regard as a very simple dhikr. 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. But it is extremely beneficial and very, very important if the whole ummah. Unfortunately, we see quite a few places becoming more and more, especially after Asr, as soon as Salam is made, the people stand up and they go away. They don't sit for that little bit dhikr. And this is so important. And it comes in the hadith, remember me for a little while after Fajr and after Asr. It appears also, it may be just this little dhikr, which takes just about a minute or not even more than a minute, just a little while. But the benefits are so great in it. That is, as far as our cleanliness is concerned by reading this, the rewards are so great that every subhanallah, a tree is planted for a person in Jannah. So by reading it this 100 times, the 33, 33 and 34, so we don't perhaps think of it, but we have planted 100 trees in Jannah. And each tree, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, it will be so huge and big that a person on a fast horse won't cover the distance of the shadow of the tree in 500 years. 100 years it comes, 500 years. So 100 trees. And at the same time also, this is, we are extending our plot of Jannah, making it bigger. Every time we are reading these tasbihat, how much more are we making our Jannah bigger? And so it's an ibadat also. It's a remembrance of Allah. And Allah has created us to remember Him. We should, and this is, and in as far as our islah is also concerned, to reach the stage of ihsan, to remember Allah Ta'ala all the time. So all this is a simple zikr, and it is for the whole ummah. And all of us should be doing it. Another very simple zikr, and which is also for the whole ummah, are the du'as of the various occasions. When we get up, we read, it is also for the whole ummah. It is not limited, or it is not for a specific group or anything. It's also for the whole ummah. And these du'as of the relevant occasions are also extremely important, extremely beneficial. It is said that when Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali passed away, so naturally there was a very big crowd. And to take the janazah, everyone wanted to put his shoulder, also get a share in carrying the janazah, because of which the janazah was jostled from this side. People are pulling it this way, that way. So one great Allah Wala, who was blessed with kashf, he got kashf, and he then announced and said to the people, please let Maulana's janazah move straight forward. because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is waiting for Maulana. Naturally, Maulana's position. But then what he added also, that the work of Tabligh, and what great work. We all know what a change in the Ummah, what great benefits. But that was honor was bestowed because Maulana used to be very regular with his du'as of the various occasions. On that, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was waiting for Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah. So these du'as of the various occasions, we learn them, we teach them also. But really, if we consider, do we read them ourselves? We will find a very great deficiency. And that also brings a person to the level of ihsan. Because he's thinking of Allah. When he gets up in the morning, first thing, Alhamdulillah, illadhi ahyana. Before he enters the toilet, he reads the dua. After he comes out from the toilet, he reads the dua. All the time there are duas to be recited. So if we read all those duas, and of course the protection and the goodness and the barakat and all the other which comes with this duas, that is also there. But that the main thing, our connection with Allah Ta'ala. Like this, there are many other zikrs also, which is for the whole ummah. Like to read 100 times, La ilaha illallah. A person's face will shine like the 14th full moon on the day of Qiyamah, who reads 100 times, La ilaha illallah, every day. Our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, explained it very beautifully, that in this hadith, there is no mention made of namaz, tilawat, faraz, namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, etc. Just that you read 100 times. So how will your face shine? And all these things are not mentioned. So it appears that even if you don't make all these things, you just read 100 times, La ilaha illallah, your face will shine like the 14th full moon. So Hazrat explains it very beautifully, that when the crescent comes, the new moon, we very difficult to look for it, to find it also, especially Eid time, Ramzan time, we all look, and many times you look and look and you don't find it. But as the month carries on, by the 14th, that crescent has grown and it has become full now. And now, the moon was there all the time. It isn't that only, there was only the crescent of the moon was there. But the light of the sun that shines on the moon, it was only on the very tip of it. So only we could only see that, but the whole moon was there. But as the month carried on and it came to the 14th, then the light went on the whole moon. And the darkness that was there, all the darkness went out. So by a person reading La ilaha illallah 100 times, all the darkness which is in his life will go out. It will start with like the crescent, a person when he starts. But as he reads and he does it properly and regularly, not necessarily in 14 days time, but he carries on, then all the darkness, he's not performing namaz, that will go out of his life. Not giving zakat, rozas, all that will go out. All the bad qualities. And all the good qualities will come. He'll become like the full moon, like the 14th full moon. He will shine like that on the day of Qiyamah. Which means that all the wrong things will go out of his life and all the right things will come in his life. And this is also general permission is given for the whole ummah. All can do it. And the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they used to make the dhikr of Allah ta'ala. And all these azkar they used to make. And they had the sohbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So with that barakat also, then they became who we know as the Sahaba, the shining stars. And they were being shining stars, not only in their time, but till today and till the day of Qiyamah. They are shining stars. So the zikr is very important for all of us. Then we make our zikr, like for different khanqas, different mashayikh prescribe different types of zikr, azkar. This is the experience of the mashayikh. The zikr is the zikr from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the method of it, how to do it, the different azkar which are given, that is, the sohbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is not there now. So this different types from experience, they've seen that this also brings those, say, those qualities into a person. And a person then also starts becoming more conscious of Allah Ta'ala. And he becomes more closer to Allah Ta'ala. The marifat of Allah, to recognize Allah. With that comes almost immediately and together and naturally the love of Allah Ta'ala. With the marifat of Allah comes the love of Allah Ta'ala. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained also, in order to build our connection with Allah Ta'ala, one very easy way is the zikr of Allah. That when a person makes zikr, he is in communion with Allah. He is connected with Allah Ta'ala. Only our zikr we must also make in such a way that we do have concentration. It mustn't be just a zikr is meant to remember. But if zikr also we don't remember, now what is going to bring us to the remembrance of Allah? As beautifully Hazrat quotes often, zikr zakir ko mazkur tak pahunchata hai. Zikr makes the person who is making zikr, the zakir, the isme fa'il, makes him reach the maf'ul, Allah Ta'ala the mazkur. So zikr will take a person and a person will reach Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So when a person, so Hazrat explained that when a person makes every day zikr, and preferably we have a fixed time for it. The time, it can be any time. The time should be when we are quite, our mind is present. Not when we are feeling very sleepy. Not when we are very hungry. Not when all the thoughts are in our mind. But when we can free ourselves, like. In other words, prime time. Try and give for zikr, prime time. And then we remember Allah Ta'ala and we do it every day on a fixed time. It is just like if we phone somebody, we build a relationship with somebody, we phone him every day at a fixed time. Or we go and meet him every day at a fixed time. Now some days if we did not go, he himself will think that this person didn't come today, his phone didn't come today. So like that, if we make our dhikr, that connection with Allah, then Allah will remember us. That this person used to remember me, he was connected with me all the time during that period. Now today what has happened, is he ill, what is wrong? Of course Allah knows everything, but Allah also in his great love, and to show the great honor of many things, Allah knows, but still he asked of malaika. Like from a gathering of dhikr, when the malaika go to Allah, Allah asks, from where are you coming? وَهُوَ عَالَمْ. Allah knows perfectly from where they are coming. So they say from this gathering. Then Allah asks, what were they doing there? And Allah knows what they were doing. Say, they were making your dhikr. Did they see me? No, they did not see me. Had they seen me, they should have made even more dhikr. All the details come. So how much just for to show the honor of that gathering. And for the dhikr, for amongst other gatherings also, and the gathering of dhikr, Allah Ta'ala gives us great, great honor. And for this, at the end of that majlis, it is announced also, قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ. Get up, you are all forgiven. And the malaika say also, that, oh Allah, a certain person came in that gathering, you have announced this for everyone, whoever was there. But there was somebody who didn't come for dhikr. He just came for some necessity of his, to give a message, to give us the car key or take the car key or whatever else it might be. So Allah says that these are such people that whoever just makes contact with them also, I forgive them also. So the value of zikr cannot be overemphasized. Every day, alhamdulillah, when we make our zikr, now in Ramadan, in the mornings, evenings, we read from that kitab, all those ahadith also show how valuable zikr is. The fadaili zikr we read also. So in there also so much importance is given to zikr. But how much importance do we attach to zikr? Each one, we have to ask ourselves, do I make my zikr daily? And the zikr, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, when Hazrat had become paralyzed in the latter part of his age, and Hazrat made so many asfar to so many countries at that time, And Hazrat said, my object of this asfar was only to establish the gatherings of zikr. And Hazrat also said that whenever there were fitnas in different places, wherever fitnas came, Hazrat said, lack of zikr. That every Darul Uloom must have zikr. Every khanqah, zikr must take place. And it might be surprising, but there are khanqahs, but the zikr doesn't take place. All other programs take place. But zikr is, and as we know generally, zikr is associated with the khanqah. It's an integral part of a khanqah and the time that must be given. So everywhere, the zikr majalis. And Hazrat says that when with the zikr majalis, lot of fitnas are warded off and we are protected. We should have some zikr in our homes, when we are traveling in the car, when we are in our businesses. The zikr will help us tremendously. Of course, we should not do it for the benefits of this dunya. But even then, the benefits, we will be saved from all types of problems, even in our dunya's matters. So, the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, we should try and make it a very, very integral, important part. Make it a maqsood of our lives. That every day, I must make my zikr. We have also seen, mashallah, those well-seasoned brothers in Jamaat, right at the beginning, that the whole day's program should take place, and busy, and then we shall see when everyone is gone to sleep, then they complete their zikr. But they would not miss their zikr. They would make their zikr. As we read in the hadith also, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, certain things, he would not sleep without having completed this. For example, it comes that Sahaba say, we haven't seen an intelligent person that who does not read Amin al-Rasul to the end. Or the 10 ayats, the famous 10 ayats that should have to be recited, that they don't recite this. So the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, and those who make the zikr of Allah are called Ulul Albab, the people of intelligence. So we can also see the world can call such people, people who are wasting their time, na'udhu billah, people who are stupid, but we don't have to worry what the people of the world say. They don't know anything of realities. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They are unmindful of the akhirat. They don't know the true values. So zikr is a very important aspect which we should keep. So the zikr which is prescribed, like in our silsila, with the ash'ar. And the ash'ar are not the real. The Arabic words of La ilaha illallah, they have got great, great effect. There was a doctor in one of the European countries and he did not know about Islam. But from the effect of what sounds have on a person's mind, on his emotions, etc., he worked out the formula of La ilaha illallah. And he should give to his mental patients to repeat La ilaha illallah. And he found so great changes coming in them. So we don't have to experiment. We don't have to go and invent the wheel again. We have got it ready made. And we have got it from our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the very words in Arabic, La ilaha illallah, these have got great, great. The very word Allah, the Creator, we call Him the Creator, we call Him the Almighty. Other people in their religions have got different names for the one Supreme Being. But the word Allah, and in that Arabic of it, it has got great, great, great effect on a person. So by we repeat it all the time, it's going to benefit us tremendously in every way, not only for our Islam, not only for our deen. As in this ayat, Allah declares that by the zikr of Allah, hearts will find contentment. Contentment from everything. Today, many people are complaining of wasawis, fears that we have got, and all the funny, funny thoughts that come. Even in our deen, funny, funny thoughts people have got. By repeating this, all those wasawis, and you'll get itminani qalbi. And a person who's got itminani qalbi is a great, great treasure. You might not have any money, you might not have a bank account, you might not have a cent to your credit, you haven't got a house also, but if you've got itminani qalb, you have got a great, great treasure. And Allah has said this with Allah, that be aware, listen properly, open your ears and listen. By the zikr of Allah, the itminani qalb will come. But then, the zikr also, as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, that, ya Allah bi zikrillah, ay Allah fi zikrillah. Not only lightly the zikr of Allah, but in the zikr. You must be immersed in the zikr of Allah. And Hazrat explained that like a fish, when it is half out of water, then that fish is restless. It has to be in water. And when it is in water, one time one person explained, it was in the Caribbean islands, that one person who had gone to the seashore or whatever, and he saw that a fish had come into a little, it somehow it came out of the water, and it was like in a little, just a little bit of water, in a little like a puddle or something like that. And it was restless, restless, restless. So it came in his heart, and he took it and he pushed it into the main water, and it just swam away. After a little while it came back again, and it wagged its tail, like saying, Jazakallah, that you put me back into the water. Like that is the zikr of Allah. When a person, and if we can feel it when we are in our dunya, and for sometimes it happened we became ghafil, unmindful. And also it comes in the Quran Sharif, that those people who are close to Allah, the minute they become little ghafil, again their heart just, they remember that, what am I doing? But unfortunately our condition today, we'll watch a film and nothing. We are so, not only ghafil of Allah, we are in the complete opposite in guna. We are in shaitan's left, but we don't feel. And I'm a mu'min, I'm a Muslim still, but I don't feel anything. Our sports, we will go. We will go on some excursion, we will go on some holiday, we will go on what thing, and no zikr of Allah. Perhaps no namazes also for that time. A wedding, we go for a wedding, we go for something else, social, other things. And that whole time we had spent, and we don't feel. But people who have got iman, a little bit, if sometimes it happens, then they just suddenly, it shakes them. That again, and you go back. Like the fish goes back into the water, like that a mu'min. So, and a fish, when it sends problems, it goes into deep water. It goes far away. Just like that, we also, whenever we have any problems, we should go more into the zikr of Allah. But unfortunately, our condition also, when we also have some problems, we forget Allah Ta'ala. We just focus on the problems, whereas the zikr of Allah. So it is a very, very important aspect, and for our Islah, and how our Mashayikh have prescribed for us. And whichever a person is bay'at with, whichever share, we should follow that tariqah, and then we should do our zikr regularly. Not only in Ramadan, where generally it is done collectively, so we are there, and we do it, but all the time we should do. And zikr, we should do part of it on a daily basis also. Our own zikr also, that has got a different effect. And collectively also, we should try and make a jamaat, 2-3 people, 4-5 people, and we make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala together. The zikr of a jamaat has got a different effect also. And zikr is in the masajid also, Allah Ta'ala stresses. And Allah says, a person who stops from the zikr of Allah is a great oppressor. So the zikr of Allah is very, very important. We should try and do it with concentration and give it the thought that it requires. And there is great detail in that. All the different muraqabas that we can do, and the method of it that we should try, preferably with wuzu, of course, facing the qibla, and with adab and respect. Other zikr we can make while walking, while driving, we are reading Durood Sharif. Many people ask also that I finish my zikr while traveling, etc. No problem. But the zikr which is prescribed, and how much you have to do, and which is very little. In our silsila, 100 times usually Hazrat prescribes for La ilaha illallah and 100 times Allah, which is really very, very little. Presently now, many of the silsilas have got Bara Tasbih, which is really 1300 times. All the different dhikrs which are prescribed there. And others have got even more. And it wasn't long ago when dhikr used to be prescribed 120,000 times a day. 100,000 times a day, reading all. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, when a person, the starting of the dhikr was 300 times, third kalima 300 times, durood sharif 300 times, la ilaha illallah, and 300 times istighfar, 1200 times. And then, when a person wants to take now zikr-e jahri, that is the bara tasbih, then that must carry on still, and with this also. So the amount of dhikr that is required, especially at the starting, and as you go on, Hazrat Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali, what stages Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Namaz, what quality of Namaz, which generally very great Mashayikh did not reach that level of where Maulana Madani Rahmatullah, but he still used to have his tasbih. When people asked him, he said that the people should tell him, great ulama, you don't need the tasbih now, you have reached. The zikr is to take you where you had to reach. When you reach there, you go with your car somewhere to the airport. Now you are going to fly. So you don't sit in your car still. You leave your car alone now. Now you go in the airport building and then you fly away from there. So as I say, what brought me till here, I feel shy that I must give it up now. The zikr brought me till here. So the zikr, and especially at the beginning, but we, normally a person becomes bad. There are a lot of weakness in us. We do the zikr a little bit, few days, and perhaps we hardly really start also with the zikr. We don't make our zikr. Then to get progress, taraqqi, is very, very hard. If we do it regularly, properly, then every person, guaranteed, in 40 days' time, he will see his own condition. That where zikr will take him, and what changes will come in his life, how evil habits, the things he couldn't live without, now he will hate those things. They will just go out of his life, all these bad qualities. And therefore, by the Mashayikh, whatever problems you got, they just put you onto zikr. And this will sort out all your problems. But usually, we are also we are cynical about it, that how can zikr solve my problem? But from their experience, we do regard them as great buzurgs. But when they prescribe that medicine, we don't regard that really as our solution. We want all other types of solution. So the zikr, a person, Allah, give us all tawfiq, give us all tawfiq that we make our zikr regularly, and then inshallah, and with the concentration also that is required. We make the quantity also, the quality also, and inshallah, we will definitely see the great changes. So in order to make our islah, to come closer to Allah, our normal zikr every day, we should try and do it properly. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.